Now to a new play that tackles an uncomfortable contemporary topic head-on. It's called The Library. It looks at the aftermath of a school shooting and peers into the shattered lives of the survivors. The play is written by Scott Z. Burns and is directed by filmmaker Steven Soderbergh. As Jeff London reports, the play has just opened at New York's Public Theater.
Even before the play begins, Soderbergh and Burns make the audience uneasy. When you enter the theater, a young woman in a hospital gown lies center stage on what could be a table, or a bed, or a slab in the morgue, says playwright Scott Z. Burns.
People start having to invent a story, you know, which is she alive? Is she not alive? And so they're already, before we've said anything, experiencing what the play is about, which is, you know, you start assembling facts and truths into stories that support your belief set and allow you to keep going.
Once the play starts, the audience discovers that the young woman on stage is a high school sophomore named Caitlin Gabriel, and although she survived a violent massacre, one of the other survivors has gone on TV and accused her of telling the gunman where several victims were hiding. 17-year-old film actress Chloe Grace Moretz is making her stage debut as Caitlin.
And so Caitlin Gabriel wakes up out of her induced coma, basically. And she finds out right then and there that not only is her best friend that she was laying beside dead, but that she is now being accused of being an accomplice to the murder of 6 children and 1 faculty member.
Then he went over to these 2 girls. I think he recognized one of them, Caitlin Gabriel, and they started talking. He asked her where the others were hiding, and she said, the AV closet. They're in the AV closet.
The rest of the play is not just about untangling the truth, but how each of these characters, kids and parents, try to control the narrative, often publicly, on television and in newspapers, says director Steven Soderbergh.
We were fascinated by not only the idea of competing stories that have to do battle, but also another story or another myth that often comes out of events like these is that somehow everyone who goes through a tragedy is somehow ennobled by it if they survive. And we were interested in sort of proposing a more realistic version of that story, which is some people that go through tragedies like this are just damaged.
It was the story of one survivor of the Columbine shooting, Val Schnurr, which convinced Scott Z. Burns to write the play. Shortly after the massacre in 1999, misinformation about some of the victims and survivors began to proliferate.
And so when stories get out, you know, especially now when we have a lot of unfiltered media that finds its way into our eyes and ears very quickly after these things, it's hard to get it back.
Actress Chloe Grace Moretz puts it even more simply.
It's like the whisper game you'd play at camp, you know, where one person whispers at the other end of the table, and then they all whisper the same thing, and by the end of it, you find out it's a completely different story.
Hey, Brett. Look, are you ever gonna call me back? I just talked to the police, and God, you didn't tell me you talked to them, too. I wish you would have told me that. Can't you just come over?
The playwright and director have chosen not to focus on the gunman. If there's an antagonist in the story, it's the mother of one of the victims, who deals with her loss by writing a book and consulting on a film, both of which sanctify her daughter and accuse Caitlin of leading the gunman to other victims. Actress Lily Taylor plays her.
I feel like I've got to have empathy for my characters, but I don't have to necessarily like them. I don't have to agree with the way they go about their life. Sure, there's certain things I feel that are kind of preventing her from getting a full picture, but I also think that people have these belief systems for a reason. And, you know, I hear if you take that system away, they'll fall apart.
She confronts Caitlin.
But I don't want to hear it from the paper, Katie. I want to hear it from you. I need to know your story.
My story.
What happened? From your perspective.
What you told the police.
Okay. Well, I remember he asked me if I knew who he was, and I thought he was worried about being identified, so I said no, even though I did.
I see. You were trying to protect yourself?
Yeah.
Of course she was.
And that meant telling him where the others were hiding.
No. No, I don't remember saying that.
Throughout the play, as new information about the characters and events is revealed, director Steven Soderbergh says audience members begin to question their own beliefs.
The story sort of comes at you in waves, like we experience the news cycle. Sort of every scene, there's another shoe that drops and you go, oh boy, now I have to rethink what I've been watching.
Audiences will have a limited opportunity to make up their own minds. The library is at the Public Theater through April 27th. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.